Scorn as a wagwagum. Kay, ask the one you want to FM, Ghanawag is a wadam sada. Welcome. You are listening to 103.7 FM, CKRK, K103 Ghanawag.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
What are you fucking nuts?
Midnight.
Oh my god, you know what that means? The Sunday Nightmare is starting on K103.7 Radio Ghanawage.
Yeehaw!
I love brutal metal.
Do you want to metal?
I could metal.
Do you want to metal?
I'll metal if you metal.
So we're going to metal?
Yes, metal.
Then it is settled. We shall metal.
The Sunday Nightmare. Listen live online at K103Radio.com.
Hey, welcome, Metalheads, to another edition here of the Sunday Nightmare. I'm your host, King A. It's episode 513. And on the archive tonight, we're featuring the band Rhapsody with the album Mr. Luca Tarilli. And quite a show for you here lined up. Hope you enjoy. If you're a new listener, welcome aboard. If you're a long-term listener, thanks for listening. And here, starting off with new music, as usually. This week, new music from the band Bloodbath. New album is coming out this coming Friday. It's called The Arrow of Satan is Drawn. And right now here is a Chainsaw Lullaby here in Sunday Nightmare. K137.
Just a dream.
Hey, this is Maul from Bonded by Blood. You're listening to the Sunday Nightmare on K103.
We'll be right back.
And that was Ravage with the Shredder. Before that was our Into the Pit Truck with Bonded by Blood. We heard Shepherds of Rot. And we started off with Bloodbath. New album coming out this coming Friday called The Arrow of Satan is Drawn. We heard Chainsaw Lullaby. And right now here's the album that just came out this past Friday. Awesome band, Soulfly. And here is the title track from their album called The Ritual.
Hello everybody, this is Max Cavalera from Soulfly and you're listening to the Sunday Nightmare on K103. We are the man, King and Boy.
Local metal.
Support your local metal.
on the Sunday Nightmare.
A little band, Alcohol Later, and we heard Escape from Reality. That was off their album Escape from Reality 2015. And before that was Soulfly, new album out right now, awesome album. It's called Ritual. We heard the title track. Make sure you check that out. And we're going to jump into the archive featuring the band Rhapsody right now because it's a little bit of a long one.
You are now listening to the Archive.
Sunday Nightmare, only on K103.
The Sunday Nightmare!
Now,
This week on the archive, we are talking to Mr. Luca Tarilli of the band Rhapsody.
Hi, my friends. It's a pleasure to be with you here today.
Tell us a little about the beginnings of the band. You guys had a different name of the band in 93 to 95. What was the name of the band at that time?
The time was Thundercross. But it was, you know, the typical demo time. We were just releasing songs, hoping to have a contract sooner or later, to find a label interested in us. So at the time, of course, is the first name that we chose by ourselves. So it was the first one.
Okay, and you guys are formed out of Italy as well.
Absolutely, we were all from Italy at the time, all from our hometown, Trieste, in the north of Italy, close to the border with Slovenia and Croatia. And then, of course, after that, sending songs here and there, we found someone interested in us. I remember I sent 20 packages.
Okay.
With our demo tape. At the time, I think it was called Land of Immortals, or anyway, it was just a 4-song demo. We sent it around, and 19 packages came back, or they were not even open. And two people were interested. And then with Limb, we extended the demo tape. So we worked in the following from 95 to 97, just writing more songs. For him, we made a new demo called Eternal Glory. This was our official first demo tape with 7 songs.
Okay.
That you can find somewhere. Not many, many people, many fans, they have it. They were able to grab it. And then from that moment, when we had enough songs to record a studio album, we entered the studio in Wolfsburg, in the north of Germany, with Sascha Pef as producer at the time, and we recorded Legendary Tales that came out in 1997,
yeah, and you were already known as Rhapsody at that time.
In that frame of time when we worked with Limb, he said, Thundercross sound too much like a specific style of metal like this. It would be better to choose something, because as you are influenced from classical music and so on, it's better to choose something really related to the classical music. And so I said, Rhapsody. That was really interesting. We proposed it and it went fine, so it was chosen. But then we had some problems, because at the time we didn't care. We didn't probably, our label didn't expect that we become so big suddenly. We were known already everywhere.
So Legendary Tales, 1997, what are we going to hear right now? Your choice, what are we going to play for our listening audience?
The first time we worked with Fabio Lione, our singer. So, wow, there are so many. Let me remember. Oh, one that I really loved was the first one, Warrior of Ice, because it's the one who introduced the people really to the fantasy world of Rhapsody at first.
Moving on to your second studio album, it's called Rhapsody of Enchanted Lands. That was in 1998. And is there anything you want to tell us about that one?
This was another very important studio album because we had to confirm we released with the first album, no? So people were waiting something sensational from us. And we did it because there was, including this album, you can find the song Emerald Sword, who became an international success. Also now we are constricted to play it in every show because people are waiting for it like almost we are the champions of Queen, no?
Yeah, yeah.
So it was just great. When Emerald Sword came out, wow, people were crazy, the pre-sales were unbelievable. And at the time there was still not internet, you know, and illegal downloading, so there was no such problem. Everything was amazing. And then we released the album after 2 months. It was 1998. And we showed with that album all the aspects of Rhapsody, a little bit progressive, fast style of songs, singing it. This is the album that consecrated Rhapsody in the music, I would say history, because everybody knows now Rhapsody around the world.
Yeah.
So it was very important, yes.
Third studio album is called Dawn of Victory. That was released 2000. What could you tell us about that one?
Yes, this was the album. It was a particular moment because in between I released my first solo album,
yes,
as Luca Turilli. So it was the first time that I waited more than 1 year, no, to release one album because of that reason, of course. But at that time it was incredible. It was releasing one album every single year. So a lot of work, you can imagine,
yes.
Not going out in the evening with the friends, but staying at home, working. Dawn of Victory, of course, we wanted to sound a little bit more rough, with more impact than with the previous album, to offer something, a variation, let's say, no,
okay, yeah,
of the Rhapsody sound. And that's why it was very, very successful. We were lucky because our taste was very variety. So we really met the taste of a lot of people, and that helped us to become really a well-known band in the metal world. After Dawn of Victory, what we have? Power of the Dragon Flame, no?
No, we have Reign of a Thousand Flames.
Okay. Oh. Yes, this is important. You are right, because we always consider the two EPs that we released, Reign of a Thousand Flames, and then later this Cold Embrace of Fear, like two important parts, important chapters of the saga that we wrote.
Okay.
So this 10 albums long saga divided in the first 5 albums, so included in, Reign of a Thousand Flames, called the Emerald Sword Saga, and then we have from the album number 6, we have the second part of the saga that is anyway connected to the first one, but it happens some years later, and it's called the Dark Secret Saga. Now we are still Reign of a Thousand Flames, that, as I told you, is an important chapter of this first saga, but it was important to say that it was connected also to what will come later. So it was a big project, a big vision, a big thing. For me, to write every chapter of this for these albums was like to study at school, no? Because I had to create a world, a geography, a history, a political system, so whatever you can imagine to give coherence to the world that you create, you know? You cannot just create a tale and then based on something superficial.
Okay.
You need really to create a whole world if you want to explain what happens year after year in that in those places and so on. So I had to create this big giant map, because the one that we have in our first albums, it seems a little part, a little map like this, but me at home, I have the original. It was like a huge poster, you know, 2 meters per one, where I created by hand the complete map of the known world. It was called the Map of the Known World, and inside there was a little section called the Enchanted Lands, where all the main events of the first part of the saga happened, no? In the albums like Legendary Tales, Symphony, Dawn of Victory, Reign, and they end with Power of the Dragon Flame, of course.
Okay, yeah, so Power of the Dragon Flame, what can you tell us about that one? That was released 2002.
Yes, Power of the Dragon Flame was probably the one of the albums that we are more connected to artistically. It was very fast, but still very symphonic. So yes, Power of the Dragon Flame represents the perfect connection between these two worlds of Rhapsody, the one more fast with impact and the one more symphonic. And then, of course, this was the end of the saga. And then after we ended the first saga, there was a moment we were saying, what do we do now, from now on, no? And then we had the chance, incredible, to have Christopher Lee. So at that time,
Sir Christopher Lee, the one.
At that time, I remember the first album that we released with his voice was there was the single "The Dark Secret," but then the real album was "Symphony of Incendiary Lands Part 2."
Okay,
the Dark Secret.
So let's get to a track before we get too far ahead.
Yes,
from Symphony.
But I would say "Unholy War Cry."
It was a good time for all creatures of the earth. But fate decreed that the dark prophecy of a demon knight could bring a tragic end to this peace, scarring their lives forever.
Hi, my friends. This is Luca Turilli from Luca Turilli's Rhapsody. You're listening to The Sunday Nightmare here on K103 with
only
King A.
Could cross the dark lands surrounding Hargol and venture forth deep into the caves of Dal Kuno. His is a name the world will never forget. He is Dal Kuno.
Sacred.
Hey, if you're just joining us, we're doing the archive this week on the band Rhapsody with Mr. Luca Turilli. So, moving on, kind of an end of the saga, like you said, and a beginning of a new saga, because you guys changed the name at that time to Rhapsody of Fire.
No, I think when we released Symphony Part 2, we were still Rhapsody.
Yeah.
But then the problem came, because at the time we became very successful also in outside Europe, so in we were already successful in South America, but not that much in North America. We started selling a lot of copies in US, and so this band called Rhapsody, band from of hip-hop, R&B, they wrote a letter to our lawyer, and we were constricted to reach an agreement. Always, because as I told you in the very beginning, we didn't care about the trademark registration. And so, thanks to God, after paying an amount of money, we were able to keep the word Rhapsody. Because otherwise, I was speaking with Alex, we would have really proceeded to a split already at that time. No, because it was not possible for me suddenly to change the name that was so known. And so there was this addition of the Of Fire that, of course, nobody of us was really happy. It was something that we had to accept, to go on. So we tried to modify the logo in the way that it stays the same, just with the addition of the Of Fire under it. But of course, you know, there was something disturbing us always from that moment. Anyway, Rhapsody was something else, no? But we could not go on like that. So better than nothing, the fans had us, our new releases after Symphony of Enchanted Lands, they were all with the new name. Starting from Triumph Oregoni.
2006, pretty much. 2006. Yes, yes. So moving on to your next studio, was called The Frozen Tears of Angels.
Yes,
2010.
Really important, because you know, in the meantime, we had some problems with the management, with the record company. So it was a great moment, because after another pause, which I would never really use now, because being as composer, you would like to compose every day, to release an album whenever it's possible, because a composer feels to express his heart and soul, no? So you cannot stay without doing that. It's like your oxygen in some way. And so it was great, because finally all the problems ended after we had the possibility to sign with Nuclear Blast, my actual company, fantastic people. I have a lot of friends there. They trust in our music, they trusted in Rhapsody in one of the most difficult times of our career. And so we released this album, The Frozen Tears of Angels, that was also a bestseller, and that is full of great songs. I love them all. There was also the first song composed with Fabio. He composed the chorus of the first opener, Sea of Fate. And then I remember from that album a lot of songs that I really, really love. It was an album more guitar oriented, I would say. I took create a lot of guitar parts, rhythmics, and so on. So probably it's one of the most rhythmical albums. And from a technical point of view, also, no, for the solos, all that. And for the rest, I mean, let me think. I would say you make me choose a song or no? Or you don't care?
You could choose a song.
Frozen Tears of Angels.
Dust of time, it lies deep in Harpoon,
the Sunday Nightmare. Request line is 450-638-1313 or ecast at kinga@k103radio.com. Love you all.